Excuse me. First, just a ha'ara from Josh, who informed me that the Tosfos Yontif in the Mishnah in Dmai also asked the question why it is that the, in addition to the question of Tana Bashir, excuse me, let me just drink something. In addition to the question of why the Mishnah excludes certain cases, and the other question that he asks is why, if the point is to signify, in the point of being mafrish arom, is to signify that there's no bracha in Afrashas Demai, why don't they just say there's no bracha? After all, the mechayev is not some, you know, compulsion to be mafresh arom, obviously. The real din is that there's no bracha, and v'lachain, and therefore mimela, you know, you're allowed to be mafresh in that particular way as well. So what's the point of formulating it in that way? And I think he doesn't give an answer to that question. Again, I didn't get a chance to look, but I think it is a good question. I don't know if this is the definitive answer, but I guess what I would say is that maybe if we discuss two possibilities, either the reason that there's no bracha is because of safek per se, but maybe also it has also to do with the idea that there's no tikkun tevel, and that really the din of demai is a chovas hafrasha. It could be a result of the chovas hafrasha that there's an iser gavra, and therefore you need this matir, or ignoring the matir, you know, for the reasons that we discussed. But then maybe the idea is to emphasize that this isn't stam, you know, a din that they weren't metake in a bracha, but that the reason they weren't metake in a bracha is because, I guess, the performance of tikkun tevel, you know, I wouldn't say it's a davar shebe kedusha exactly, but it is one which is transformative, and therefore which requires a bracha. So this is maybe a way of showing that this is more of a secular or neutral, you know, kind of an activity. It doesn't have any association with creating a new, you know, Chefza Shel Kedusha, and therefore the Mishnah, that's my suggestion. Of course, it fits in with some of the other things that we have been you know, discussing extensively. Okay, so now what I'd like to do, just finish up the points. Yeah.
I just think it's highlighted further by the Rambam in Ma'aser Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, because he says that there's no bracha on Demai because of a safek, lefikach mafrish en aram.
Yeah.
No, so it just, he does it the opposite way. He says there's no bracha on Demai because all it is a safek. And then, like, randomly, he just says the halacha, lefikach mafrish en oso aram.
Well, I mean, that, it's not random. I mean, it does come, doesn't that really come from the,
yeah, but
the Gemara in Shabbos?
Yeah, but if the whole point of Aram is just to tell you there's no bracha, so then once the Rambam tells you there's no bracha, I say lefikach afterwards.
No, that, I mean, that he's explaining the catch here. Because in the end of the day, the Mishnayos don't speak about bracha, they only speak about, I think the Rambam, I don't think that's particularly significant one or another. I think the Rambam is just, I'll just look, get the language of the Gemara. I think the Rambam is mostly just reflecting the language of the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel, which excuse me, trying to get my voice back, which says as follows: Hechem v'tzivanu l'sasur ma'asav Rambam adamai ma'arvin v'mishtatfin ma'frishin arom v'yom reskom rabbanim by bracha. Right, kikoi arom eichem mevarech, or binu hayom machanecha kadosh, aleika. Right, so that's the raya. So the Gemara is saying that the din of arom, I mean, it's not an arbitrary connection. The Gemara understands that the din of arom proves that there's no bracha. So the Rambam, actually, I thought, is good. He's not going to start off with the din of arom, even though that's what's in the Mishnah. Why doesn't he codify that, you know, separately? The answer is because the Mishnah is really only masking the din of in Mevarchet. It's not a coincidence. So I'm just saying, you know, I thought that was what you were telling me that Tosfos was asking, which is, why not just say it straight? Why do you need this? Is it a Gilui Milsa that whenever there's no bracha, you could be Mafra Sharom? Maybe. Or maybe the idea is to try to show you that this isn't just based on Safek, but that, you know, there's no Vahaya Machanecha Kadosh, because you're not really doing anything. You're not creating any sort of Davar Shebektusha here. The reason that there's no bracha here, you know, is consistent with Eikon. Now, again, I'm not suggesting that in other cases where there's no bracha, that you might also have this application. But that would be, you know, kind of, you know, a collateral, you know, residual, you know, nafkamina. Here, it's a striking that the mechayiv is a lack of bracha, and that the Mishnah, you know, conveys it in this way. So,
that's what I thought the Rambam was saying. You're exactly at that point.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, I think he gets it clearly from the merchant. Okay, good. So, same thing. Okay.
Right. If I just ask quickly, you might have been saying this, I wasn't quite sure, but are you also drawing a parallel between the fact that someone can be Mafri Sharom is a very like Gavra specific din, and that's the, in other words, it's not just that it's not on the Hefta, it's very, very much on the Gavra that he himself is as a Gavra. That's also a parallel?
I think so, meaning he's supposed to do this, but it doesn't change the Hefta.
Right.
And that's what's Koveya. So I think it's a dramatic way for the Mishnah like to highlight that, you know, and again, along with the other things. So, and again, part of the Mishnah, a lot of part of the Mishnah could be Safeg. You could learn the whole Mishnah in a way, you know, as saying it's Safeg or Miut. I mean, if there's no Benash Mashos, there's no Bracha, there's no Aniyim issue, there's no, you know, you can have a Zimun, you can make Brachos, you can, you know, the whole bit. And what I'm suggesting is that, you know, that it's also a bigger point, and that is that even the Din D'Rabbanan, right, isn't so much focused on the Chafza, and therefore all these dinim are connected to each other, and they're kind of bearing or conveying, you know, that bigger idea. That's really where we're at. Okay, having said that, I just want to go through very quickly a couple of the Gemaras that I wanted originally to look at, and just, you know, make a few comments about them. We already alluded to the solution, but in particular, the question whether the Gemara treats Demai as Safek or as Miut, and of course the debate between Abaya and Rava. If there's a debate between Abaya and Rava, or different conflicting views in the Gemara on this question per se, I'm trying to, you know, operate without Moshe's help. But that's why my, you know, throat is deteriorating. You know, we need Moshe back, you know, and that red, you know, cup, you know, makes all the difference. But the very fact that there's conflicting evidence about the question of Rov and Miut is striking. I mean, it could be a real debate. There does seem to be one Gemara that thinks that that maybe there was really a Safek and not a Miut. At least it sounds that way. I'm not really sure even that Gemara says it. That, of course, is a Gemara Menachos and Daf Lamed Aleph, which I wanted you to look at. Anybody get a chance to do that over Shabbos to look at the Gemara? Oh, I see David Schwartz. Okay. Haven't seen David in a while. Maybe you've been here, but I just haven't seen you. Matthew, you saw it, the Gemara Menachos, or not?
Yeah, I saw it briefly.
Okay, great. So that Gemara, let me see if I can get it here for a second. That Gemara, it does stand out a little bit in that it does seem to take seriously. Now go ahead, what's that Gemara about? We're going to talk about it more in a minute because I want to finish this up and then move on to Chashu. But go ahead.
So it's a Sharita from Tanya.
It should what?
From Tanya, I should read.
It sounds. It is so Tamar anyway, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk a little more about it. It's not extensively, but go ahead.
So Tanya, I'm Reb Shimon Shizuri. So Pam Achas Nisarvli Teva Bechulin. Ubasi Vishalti is Rabbi Tarfon. Vamerli Leich Kachlacham in Ashok for Israel of. Kosover, the Raisa Bruva Batel. Drove on the arts, Master. Avahavali Ktorim in a Pater Alapater.
Meaning?
So he suggests that when you have a
case of,
so there's a case of Tarifas Demai, and he says if you want to be able to be attacking it, so go buy Demai in a Shuk and take Meiser from the Demai in the Shuk, you know, to be able to be poter this Tarifas.
Is it Tarovas Demai, or we'll get back to that, I guess, later. Tarovas Tevel,
so
which is Batel, or 2 days in Rashi, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get back to that. Okay, Valemalei, go ahead. Kachman Akum.
So Valemalei, Kachman Ovi Kochavim. Kasavrein, Kinyan Ovi Kochavim, Be'eretz Yisrael, Lafkiyam Yad Meiser, Vavalei Minachiyah, Valapater.
By the way, I think it's very significant that the Gemara earlier, when it thought you could do this, calls it minaptur alaptur, not minachiv drabanan alachiv drabanan. Maybe it's not significant, but meaning pater min adaraisa, pater daraisa, meaning these are chiyuv. If it was really pater, you wouldn't be mafresh. The point is that you have bitol, so you have chiyuv drabanan, and we're suggesting that you nonetheless be mafresh on demai. So it's just a curious thing. Instead of saying drabanan al drabanan, they say patur al patur. I think, again, if really we're talking about, you know, no notion at all of tevel, you know, but a chiyuv afrasha, that actually makes a lot of sense. Okay, that's a linguistic point. Go ahead.
Igida Amri, Amar Lei, Leich Kachmin Ovi Kochavim. Kasavar Yish Kinyon Ovi Kochavim Baritz Yisrael Av Kiyam Yad Maiser, Vavali Min HaPater Ala Pater. Lei Malei Kach Me Ashok. Kasavar Ein Rove Amaretz Ma'asrin.
So that Gemara does seem to say that there is a view that that the problem of Ami Arts is a suffek, not a rove. Now, why that should affect this particular din, we will get back to that. That's very crucial, but we're not going to spend much time, just, you know, to touch on it for a minute. I mean, the Gemara seems to say that if there's really a suffek in Demai, then you can't be mafrish from Demai on either other Demai or on maybe even Tevel Durabanan. Right? So that's crucial. But anyway, this Gemara does seem to say that there is a view. Now, what do you mean? They took different poles? We're talking about different periods of history? Hard to say. I'd prefer to say that this Gemara doesn't mean that, but that it means Al Pidin. But it doesn't sound that way. To be fair, it doesn't sound that way in the Shaka Vitaria. It doesn't sound that the question is legally, how do we understand it and formulate it? It sounds like, you know, it really is a suffek according to one view. I think that's strange, but, you know, let's acknowledge, you know, that it might be true. Okay, so that's one Gemara. We'll get back to the significance of that Gemara a little bit later on very quickly, because it's, you know, goes to the question of being mafresh either midmai al demai or midmai al derabana, which is a category of something very, very important. So, but that aside, or maybe supporting that a little bit, so let's talk about the other Gemaras. As I say, in the other Gemaras, you have some conflicting evidence, and we particularly know that there's a debate between Abaya and Rava. And that alone, as I say, would be a little jarring, you know, especially, you know, what's a machlokas and metzias, or at what point they made this takana, maybe. But what we'd prefer to say, which we've already said in a few other contexts, let's say that line in the Gemara Menachos aside, is that there's no machlokas and metzias, there's a machlokas and din. Namely, how do they formulate, or what role does suffek play, and what role does miut play, right, in the din of demai, and in the concept of demai. So then the machlokas Abaya and Rava could be a machlokes on that question. How do they formulate, and what is the nature of the mind? So then, just to escalate it one more, because I want to go through these gemaras very quickly, is the fact that, as we've already noted, and as a Rishonim note, that even in Abaye and Rava, we have mixed evidence and conflicting evidence, meaning sometimes Abaye and Rava are not completely consistent, and in some sugyas, they're actually on the opposite side. Typically, Abaye says Safek and Rava says Rov, and in a couple of gemaras, right, you have them flipping. You have a bias saying Rov, and you have Rava saying Safek. Now, obviously, if they're flipping, then you don't have the option of Akamar Menachos to say it's a machlokas, at what point they made the, you know, the Gzeira or the Mitzius, you know, a Roper poll and a Gallup poll. You know, you can't say that anymore because it's a Bayan Rava, and they themselves are all over the map. So clearly what you need to say is that both Abaye and Rava agree that there was Rov. And the question is a legal question. But what is that legal question? And why, you know, should sometimes they be on opposite sides of the equation? So in light of everything that we've been saying about this topic, you know, there are things to say. Namely, what commends saying Safek, even though it is a miut, is either that a particular halacha would apply even if it's a suffix, not just if it's a miut, meaning certain kulas, or that the din miut, right, or the rove or the miut, is that chayshina le miut, and that the din is that we treat it as a suffix, right? Those are two different points. The first din you can't always say. You could say it in brachos, according to some Rishonim, you know, in some Mefarshim of the Rambam and so on, but you can't say it in all the dinim. The second issue, you might be able to always say, meaning there's a miut, but the din is chayshin of the miut, and we treat it like a safek. Or, alternatively, that even if the din, miut, and rove, instead of being a kula, is treated as a chumra, like we've been saying all along, namely, this really shouldn't be asur, and therefore, if we made it asur, it's not just chayshin on the miut, it's they made a gzeira, you know, vadai of dmai. If it's that, then you can still introduce safek, right? If it's a vadai shenitkan ala safek. And then you can have a debate in different sugyas whether the basis, or the foundation, that first step, is koveya for certain halachos, or the sof hagdara of the gzera is what's koveya. Okay? And particularly if, one final point, I'm just reviewing things that we've said, but I just want to show in terms of these four gemaras that we're about to just look at very quickly, that these are approaches to them and reinforce what we've been saying. If we say that the din vadai, which is a chumra, is also a kula, because it's a din vadai, but it's also based on chavas agavra rather than, you know, some sort of chavtashal iser, even safek chavtashal iser. So then the idea that certain times, you know, the roven miyad is going to be a kula, and certain times it's going to be a chumra, is extremely compelling. So with these, you know, different approaches, we now look very quickly, we're going to look very quickly at, you know, these few gemaras, which provide conflicting evidence, and in some cases, a stira between Abaye and Rava, regarding whether this is Rov or whether it's Mian. Okay, so Menachos, we got on the record that there's really a substantive, huge, seems like a huge nafkamina. There it seems like it's real. I mean, they're really arguing about it, the Metzius. And there's a serious nafkamina regarding the ability to be mafresh, either min d'may al d'may acher. You can't do that if it's real safek. Because it's real safek, then you have to consider the possibility that maybe it's tevel d'oraisa, And then since both aren't necessary, in other words, if you hold that it's a suffix, let me explain that very quickly, then each one is a suffix. And therefore, how can it be mafresh mi demai al demai? You're just being mafresh mi suffix echad al suffix acher, but it's not a suffix din, it's a suffix metzius. So there's no, you know, it's suffix min aptur al achiyuv, min achiyuv al aptur, min aptur al aptur, min achiyuv al achiyuv. So since you have a real suffix, that hafrasha is not going to help you. The only way that hafrasha can help using demai, whether it's midmai al demai or demai on some other derabbanan, let me make it clear, is if you can eliminate the real chashash of tevel doraisa, right? And also, this is a little bit trickier, assume that, you know, that chiyuv hafrasha, you know, is a chiyuv hafrasha. I'll explain it in a few minutes. I have a little bit of a problem with that, and I don't have a solution to it, unless it doesn't work. But for some of the conflicting evidence. Is that clear what I'm saying, by the way? Yeah? Eitan's not clear. Tani says it's not clear. Okay, Tani, what's the problem? Eitan was nodding, so that's good. He usually asks around now. Right, Eitan?
There's Eitan?
Yeah. We're good, right?
I mean, I don't really get the part about assuming the Chiyav of Russia is a real Chiyav of Russia, but you said that that's because you have a problem with it. So I assume I'm not.
Okay, go ahead, elaborate. So I'm not, you know, I'm not disappointed. I thought you might give me a hard time. What bothers you?
Just when we're saying that, meaning I understand the part
bothers
where
you
we
have, is what bothers me or something different?
Probably something different if I had to guess.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
No, just when we're saying, just for clarification, what we mean when we say that we have to assume that the Chiyav of Russia is a real Chiyav of Russia.
Say that one more time.
That in order to make that Gemara work, you would have to assume that you get rid of the real Chashash D'Oraisa.
Yeah, and I'm saying
and that you assume the Chiyav of Russia is a real Chiyav of Russia.
Right. So I'll tell you what I meant by it, then you'll tell me what you mean. What I meant by that is that the more you really consider that there's a serious suffix, like a suffix ashakal, let's say, or you treat it as a suffix. Well, not midrabana. Let's say midaraisa, you treat it as a suffix ashakal, whether or not we were mafresh or not, that would seem to, and that's kind of what the Gemara says, that would seem to eliminate the ability to be mafresh, either midmai al demai, or even midmai al derabanan, or midrabanan al demai. By tevel, you know, tevel derabanan al demai. The reason for that is because there remains a live suffix, whether it is maybe tevel d'oraisa. Again, we'll get to the asan d'oraisa. So maybe we can eliminate the suffix, you know, that it's chulin, because maybe we could say midrabanan, you know, there's a chiv, a frosh or a chiv, or maybe even a status of tevel. But as long as there's a possibility that it's tevel doraisa, right, on a doraisa level, so you still have the problem of possibly being mafrish min aptur alachiv or min achiv alaptur. So you need to eliminate, which is what the Gemara is saying, in a way. The Gemara is saying, if it's a real suffix, that's why I think that Gemara probably isn't conceptual in the din. It really is, you know, pragmatic and real. Even though I don't really understand the machlokas and metzias, but okay. Because the Gemara is basically saying, you can't be mafresh, you know, one demai and another demai, because demai number one could be chulim betukanim, and demai number two could be tevel d'oraisa. Right? Or the same thing would be true for some other drabbana. Let's say we're talking about the other view of Rashi. Let's say, you know, it's an Iser Mashu. Let's say you have Tevel D'Oraisa, but it's Batel Barov. But there's a Din Mashu D'Rabbanan. Nothing to do with Mai. And we want to know, could it be Mafrish one on the other? But as long as we think that Demai might really be Tevel D'Oraisa, which needs Afrasha D'Oraisa, so then, then you have the problem of Minachiv Alaptur Alaptur Alachiv. That part you get? It done?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to eliminate, and that's what the first part of the Gemara was doing. If you say rov, so there's no suffik daraisa, so everything is on a drabanan level, right? Then, shalom al yisrael. Here's where I get my problem. I'll say it now, so we'll save it next for later. If we see the din d'may drabanan, and we've eliminated the daraisa problem, right? If we see the dind, or we're not concerned about it anyway, we're dismissing it. I'll get to the asan daraisa later. He thinks it's more of a vade. But let's say, betoris mia, we're not worried about that. But so then basically everything is shalom al yisrael, right? You can be mafrish mi d'may al d'may. And you would be able to be mafrish from some other chi of drabanan al d'may, right? What bothers me is only the following. If the as I've been arguing, according to other, that basically D'may even a midrabanan, then you still could have argued that you can't be mafrish one on the other. I mean, if you're talking about some other drabanan, you know, and this drabanan, because there are two types of drabanans. One is tevel drabanan, and this is a chovas afrasha, which may force us to treat d'may as tevel drabanan, right? But it's for a slightly different. That's what bothers me. Now, the solution to that could be, well, as long as the hafrasha is drabanan, one hafrasha drabanan is good for another hafrasha drabanan, even though one is metakein tevel drabanan, and the other is addressing a chovas hagavra. Okay, on the drabanan level, hafrasha, as long as it's hafrasha, fine. That's one possibility. The other possibility is in okanami, even though this gemara says it works, maybe the halakha doesn't work. That's a huge discussion in the Mishnah Melach, in Perikei Hilchos Trumos. Is a massive piece, not as big as Hilchos Shkagos, by the way, but a pretty big piece and an important piece. So that's a possibility. Or what you might say is that in the end of the day, there's still on a suffix. If it's a vadish and it's got all a suffix, so there's still a suffix tevel, in the process there. Just that wouldn't have been enough, to explain all the dinim of d'may. But you have that too, and that's, what we're addressing, or that is sufficient. That's what bothers me. That's what I think you need to say. Now we'll get back to Eitan. That bothered you too, or you were saying something else?
No, I was just clarifying, even before the problem,
what the issue is.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, Tani, who's jumped around my screen, and who we still have to get him back for Asfa Daraisa purposes, Tani was shaking his head. He said like he was very unhappy. Where's Tani?
I just wasn't clear what Rabbi had said. But
I'm over dramatizing. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, so are we in agreement at the moment? or you wanted to ask?
Yeah. No.
We're in agreement. Okay. And I'm not sure if Tani's still in lockdown because he's in Tennessee. Everybody's out in Tennessee, or you're still upstairs on the third floor?
Not really.
Well, not really.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the Jewish community always exercises more caution. We know that, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so now let me talk about these other Gemaras very quickly because I need to talk about Chasha. So, yeah, sure.
Do you have more of a problem with being mafrish d'may on a different chiyuv derabanan?
Yes.
Or a chiyuv derabanan on d'may?
Oh, I see. So I see. That's an important question. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. Again, I don't want to go into so much detail, but that long Mishnah Lamelech, did you get a chance to see it?
Not yet.
So that long Mishnah Lamelech in Perikei, he makes that distinction. That's how he tries to solve a lot of the problem. because the problem of minachiv al aptur, minapatur al achiv, he thinks are different types of problems. Therefore, he thinks that to square some of the evidence, that's the distinction you need to make. Is it mina d'may al adrabanan or mina drabanan al adamai? Exactly. That's one of his, maybe that's his choice solution. I'm not sure if it's mine. I'll get back to that if I can, but we'll see. Okay, so let's look at some of these gemaras very quickly. let's hear from, let's see, who haven't we heard from in a while? Raziel. Let's start with the Gemara in Sota very quickly. Let's look at the Gemara in Sota just for a minute. We've seen it already. I want to talk about the Gemara in Sota is pretty clear. We don't need to read it again, actually. The Gemara in Sota Memches, that's really the Gemara about the formulation of Demai. Raziel?
Yeah.
So what's striking about the Gemara, we said this already, is the fact that sort of in light of everything we're talking about, just putting it together, what's striking about it is what?
I'm not sure. What are you referring to?
The issue that we're talking about right now. What issue is that? Would you say?
Well, we're talking about the hafrasha of Demai, and the Mishnah Malach and Maestros.
No, I don't mean the Mishnah Malach and Trumos, but we are talking about that. But the bigger topic I want to just get clarity on,
like
I want
to put together,
is the question of Vaday and Safek. The question of Vaday and Safek in Menachos is made explicit. We say there it's Mitzius thing, and there it affects, you know, whether you can mafresh either Demai al Demai or Demai al other things.
Right.
2 days in Rashi. Or both. And I was trying to explain before why that is. So what's the contribution of Sota Memches and Aleph? The answer is that, Raziel?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's where the Gemara formulates this din, to begin with. Akiva?
Yes.
I'm just repeating something that we said when we first mentioned it. I just want to get it on the record now because we're summing up. What's interesting about that Gemara? That's what the Gemara says, you know, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and they did the survey. What's missing from the Gemara?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yitzhak? Weiss?
The fact that it doesn't mention Rove, and it just says Miktasan Miktas.
Exactly. Kitzasan al Kitzasan, or Miktasan al Miktasan. That Gemara does make it seem like it's suffering. And since that is a primary Gemara, again, I don't think it's a problem, not a problem for Rabba. And it's not the source for Abaya, because he also believes in Rove. But it is, again, very, according to Gemara Menachos, you could say the second day, the original Takana was Safek. Maybe they get it from there. according to all the other Gemaras, it sounds like everybody agrees it was a Rove. So the fact that it was formulated as a Safek is surely significant. And as we noted, the Rambam, I think, is very influenced by that Gemara, because he always formulates it as a suffix, as we know, we've seen it. So, but according to the others, what you'd have to say, as I said, is either that suffix is a basis, or that it's cheshinon lemiut, therefore we treat it as a suffix, or there are two dinim, etc. Okay, so that Gemara is a place to begin with, and the absence of Rove there, despite the agreement of both Abai and Rav on the Metzias, is significant. I believe it influenced the Rambam a lot, because it's a seminal, you know, it's the formulation of the Gzeira, as opposed to its application. Okay, next. Shabbos Chaf Gimel we did. We don't need to do that more. That's a fascinating sugya. We discussed it last time. What about Shabbos, where Yud Gimel and Aleph? Raziel? Do you see that or not?
I saw it a little while ago.
Okay. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Great. Okay, just read it very quickly because I want to get through this.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm just pulling up that Gemara. From Tanya, Rav Shimon, Elazar.
Excellent, exactly.
Tanya, Rav Shimon, Elazar, Omer. Borei ad hichan parts of Tara b'Yisrael shalosh shanim nor lo yachal hator yima tamei ala lo yachal zav yima zava yipnei hergal avira. Kayotzi bo lo yachal zav paro shim zava maretz shema yargilanu etzlo. V'chi margilu etzlo mai ade. Ala yima shema yachilu yachilanu devarim tamei. Atu zav paro shlov devarim tamei achil. Amar abaye gzeira shema yachilanu devarim sh'ian mitukanu. Rav Amar, Rav Amay Aretz Ma'asrin Hin, Ela Shamehe Ragil Etzlo, Yachilanu Devarim Temayim Bimei Ta'arasa.
Okay, great. So what is this here? You have a machlokas between Abai and Rava?
Yeah, I mean, on the surface, it seems like Rava holds Rav Amay Aretz Ma'asrin Hin, and Abai doesn't, really.
Yeah, that's typical. That's what you have in Shabbos Chav Gimel too, right?
Right.
Yeah. That what is this? Is this the same? Is this, what is this? Why would, what is this argument about? Is this a typical issue? What's the significance of this question? How would you characterize this question? I mean, they're employing Suffolk and Rove like they did in Shabbos. They're employing, right. they're the question is, do you make a bracha or why don't you make a bracha on Demai, and what impact does that have on Kol HaTorah Kulo, implication-wise? Here, we're talking about a totally different topic. And that is what? What's the topic here?
The topic is Tumah and Tahara and Zav.
Tumah and Tahara only in the Maskana, but basically what?
I guess like whether there's a concern that someone will feed someone else like improper food.
The question is whether or not we're going to be gozer mishum chashash of achilas.
Right.
Meaning here the question isn't about the likelihood that demai is tevel and how worried we are about that. Here the question is how likely it is that if two people are eat together that the chaver is going to eat demai. It's not the status of demai. Right? It's the, you know, do we make a further gzeira? We made a gzeira nishma for ishma. Is there also a gzeira you shouldn't eat with somebody, you know, who's not nizar on demai because you might end up eating the demai? That's a debate between Abai and Rav. Correct? So, like, what is this? Strange. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I would, what would you say, Raziel?
What would my solution be? Well, we were saying before that we don't really want to just say like it's a machlokas and it's serious as to like whether there is that rover or not.
No, for sure not. And again, Abai and Rava, you can't because they flip. So the question is, what are you emphasizing? What's the nature of demai? Which aspect of demai, etc. So here, what would you say for Abai?
I'm not sure.
And what would you say for Rava? I would say the following. I would say that for Abaya, if the general din is Safek, we treat it as Safek as Chayshino Namiyuta. So there can still be two explanations of what that is. One is Chayshino Namiyuta. You know, we're Machmir. On this particular, in this circumstance, whether this is tevel or not. Okay?
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I'll say like the following. What motivates that chashash and treating it as a safek? Right? We'll get to this in just a second for Tosis. So actually, let's look at the Tosis for a second. What does Tosis say, Raziel, in one of the important parts of this sugya? Yeah?
Tosa says, Rava Ama Rava Meir's Masrahim. Im Tomar Hamrinam Parak Basra de Sota,
It's interesting. Firstly, it's interesting that he asks from Sota, based on what we said before, correct? Tosis is giving expression of this. There it sounds like Miksas here, it sounds like Ro. Go ahead.
So Mishim that Vadachashu Hachat Fe Lemia Shimakum Acher, Mishim Tavia Mia de Shechiach Tuva, Tayu Harbinich Shalom. Mashakasha da Abaye Ada Abaye Rava Adaraba Forshberg Perik Basrid Xuvis Gabi Khashinan
the Gomba. So there's a lot packed in this Tosis. First of all, Tosis is addressing the seeming discrepancy between Sota and all these other Gemaras. Secondly, Tosis is asking, or thirdly, Tosis is pointing out the stira in Abai and Rava, which he discusses elsewhere, and which I'm trying to, you know, suggest solutions to as well. And then in the middle, Tosis addresses the big question, and that is, why are we Choshesh Lemiut here more than in other areas of Halacha? And Tosis's right. answer, Raziel, is?
So it's like a Miut Shematsui.
It's a Miut Matsui. And then he adds, is that second answer or?
Well, it's unclear whether like the Miut Shematsui and the Harbei Nech Shalomba, whether those are like two separate answers or right. or whether like you need both of them in order to be Hoshesh for it.
Whether, well, that's a continuation, it's one answer. Or it's two. I like to think it's two, but I'm not 100% sure. You have to look at the other Bali Tosfos Al Atar, another Rishonim too. There's one way to understand Tosfos is that Tosfos is simply saying that that this is a Mira Matsui. Again, the concept of Mira Matsui is something that we found in other areas of Halacha too, right?
Yeah.
We were talking with the Balamor and Ramban at the beginning of the year, before you were in this year, maybe, I'm not sure. I think. So we were, you know, the question of Efshilavar Tzarek Lavarer, right? It's a whole bunch of Rishonim make the distinction between Mira Matsui and Mitsheina Matsui. Right? So I had to explain then that the difference is, you know, whether this is a latest Safek, you know, or whether you just discount the possibility unless you encounter it, right? Or maybe even whether Rove works b'toris machria or b'toris mevarer, particularly if you say that pshat. So what Tosis may have in mind here is there's a mira matsui, and therefore, even though there's a rove, the rove doesn't mean there's no latest asapik, doesn't mean that even that we're mevarer, means that we're machria, which means that there we acknowledge the safek, just that typically, in the context of safek, you're allowed to take action. That's the chiddush haTorah. Right, but here, you know, or when there's a miut shena matsui and we acknowledge the suffake, maybe, you know, there's always a benefit not to, and then the harbe nech shalom etc. might be, you know, an additional point or the same point, etc. Either way, what Tosis is suggesting is that we're treating, you know, even though there's a rove, we're treating this particular rove like a safek. Now, it's chayshinan lemiuta. Why? Again, either because objectively it's a mira matsui, or maybe I think the second answer may also imply that, you know, it's unacceptable derabanan, you know, that people should be nichshal in eating tamal. And that it's one thing, you know, for there to be a certain percentage, but especially since they don't know, they don't even have a clue, they can't even protect themselves. And maybe also that, you know, Hafrashas Trumas Maisras is a particularly important mitzvah. Kiliha Aretz, Li Kedushas Aretz. And therefore Tevel, you know, even though it's simply the lack of Hafrasha, but it's more than that. There's a certain toxicity to Tevel because it doesn't acknowledge the Rabbonu Shel Olam's rights and the need, you know, to relate to Aniyim, the need to relate to Kohanim and Levim and your obligation to them. So both in terms of Kili Haaretz as well as the idea of how you relate to, you know, Shevet Levi and Aniyim. So it's particularly desirable, you know, that people be super protected. It's almost like, just like there's Mishmeres Chemosai, maybe there's a kind of, you know, an extra requirement, especially that people should be blindsided, you know, when it comes to Teva, or the, simply the role of Teva itself. But either way, Tosis is addressing a very crucial topic. Okay. Having said that, let me get back to Abai and Rava for a second. So Rashi says about Rava, what does Rashi say, Raziel?
Well, in a second, I was looking at the like the Mar Makomo stock, so it'll take me a minute to pull up the Gemara and get Rashi.
We didn't put on Rashi. It says Rav Master name, Velo Gazrina Gzeira Ligzeira. Velo Gazrina Gzeira Ligzeira. Meaning, if this isn't really a suffix, it's a Gzeira, right? So it's a Chiyuv. I'll say it my way. So it's a Din Vadai, right? Maybe it's a Din Vadai Shenit Kanal HaSafek. But either way, it's a Gzeira. So you can have another Gzeira. Number one, you're not allowed to eat Dmai without Afrasha. Number two, you're not allowed to eat with somebody, you know, who might be eating Dmai. That's a Gzeira like Gzeira. So what do you say for Abaya? Now, if Abaya...
Abaya apparently holds that this isn't just like some suffix. The suffix is not like a Gzeira meter bound that we're going to view it as
suffix. Number one, you could say Abaya holds it's not a Gzeira. It's really treated to me, at least, even though he believes there is a rove, but he, in this case, it's Kayashin on the Miuta, right? So we treat it as a suffix. We treat it as a suffix. We don't treat it, you know, as a rove. Okay, but still, you should make a Gzeira a suffix. Still kind of a, if it isn't Gzeira, Gzeira, but what I'd like to say is as follows. Even if you say Chashin on the Miuta, there can be two reasons. One is because this particular Miut, right, is, you know, again, like we say, it's a Miut. A Matsui, you know, objectively, we don't want to treat this Miut just as a Miut. We're going to treat this Miut as a Safek. Chashin on the Miuta. But if the reason also is that when it comes to Tevel, you know, we throw away Midrabana. We throw away the book, and we Kili Aretz or Mishmeres Chemosai, or whatever it is, the importance of the Hafrashas Chemosai Maestros, right? So we throw away the book, Midrabana. So then, the idea might be that we're really incredibly protective when it comes to the normal dinim of rov don't apply anymore. So maybe you could say it's Kulachad Gzeira. I mean, the whole point is to protect people from eating tevel or suffek tevel. So in addition to what demai is, the possibility of meaning what Abaya would say is that it's not gzera l'gzera. It's kulachad gzera.
Is this like kind of like a Kesef Mishnah idea? Or like you said that? Like it's all, you just view it at like Dmai is like a Miut in general. So there's no such thing as like.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Correct. But even more, correct. Meaning, you know, the Kesef Mishnah really wanted to connect it to Sfek Sveika.
Yeah.
I think that is correct. Except right here, I think it goes even a step further because there it all focused on the status of the Dmai itself. Here, what I'm saying is if we're protecting people from, you know, Chashash Tevel. So maybe that also includes, you know, not being in an environment which is conducive, right, to being Nichshal in that. So that's, you know, I agree with this. It's like the Kesef Mishnah who says it's a din of Chashin of the Miuta, we don't go by Rov, we don't go by Sfek Sveika, etc. But even then, I'm taking it a step further and suggesting that instead of looking at, oh, what's the status of Dmai? What's, you know, the Rov Dmai, the Miut Dmai, the Safek Dmai, Sfek Sveika Dmai. What I'm saying, because here it's a whole different story. There's Dmai. Now the question, oh, but if you're going to eat with that guy, you might, you might be nechshal. That has nothing to do with the chefts of the demai. That just has to do again with ana of protecting, you know, you from eating tavel or from ignoring tavel. So I think Abaye would say kula chad agzera, whereas Rava would say, well, the whole idea is that we look at this demai as a vadai, but that has nothing to do with a gzera of somebody who's going to forget himself and eat it, right? So that's what I think is going on in the Bible. Okay, that's for the sugya in Shabbos. And you can see, if this is the case, if the idea of a bayah is that it's chayshinan lemiyuta, and you treat it as a safek, often or whatever, and maybe also even further, you're worried about the guy being nichshal, et cetera, kulachad gzera. And Rava is mostly saying, you know, this is a din gzera vadais that has its kulas and its chupras. Right here, the gzera vadais is a kula, right, as it is in some other areas. So now let's look at very quickly at the sugya in Gittin.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
I thought that maybe if it's a vadais, you wouldn't apply gzera lugzera because I thought sometimes the issue of gzera lugzera is like there's a redundancy in the gzeros trying to accomplish the same thing. But here, the din vadayis would establish, like, midrabanan, this is not just a gzera mishum achshash, but this is a din vadayis, like a cholas afrasha, and then to make one gzera for that would be appropriate.
What do you mean one gzera?
Meaning, if gzera lugzera sometimes is a problem if there's a redundancy, like both gzeros are trying to, like, save you from the same thing. So then it's just, like, too far.
You have two types of gzera lugzeras. One is what you're saying, and the other is when, like, you know, there's just two different dimensions, and, like, you know, we're already pushing it, so we don't need to double push it. What I'm saying here is that for Abaye, kul echad gzeira, because the same reason that we're treating the miyud as a safek, because we just want to really, really make sure that nobody's eating tavel. So we want to make sure no one's eating tavel, you know, by virtue of the social, you know, interaction between them, you know, either. That's part, you know, again, so it's a little, the numbers will go down more. It's probably, you know, if it was tosis, which is, you know, a mira matsui, so mira matsui, and he's going to forget himself, that's not probably so matsui. But I think what I would say is, tosis isn't addressing that question. For Abaya, you know, we're throwing out the book, exactly like Raziel said about the Kesem Mishnah, but it isn't just about, therefore we're treating this as, you know, safek. And the reason that we're treating it as suffix, even though it's a miyut, is because we're going that extra mile of mishmeres to ensure, you know, that people are compliant and they don't make a mistake, you know, in any way, you know, about. Whereas, for Rava, right, it's all about the chafts of demai. It's all about the din of demai being a chavos afrasha. But what does that have to do with the chashash that we?
I thought go the opposite direction, meaning that if it's all a concern about achilas tevel, so then it's gzera lagzera for Rava because it's such a limited concern already because Rova Amayar, it's Masrin. And number
you're two, saying it more pragmatically.
And number two,
I'm saying the zeros. Right. I'm saying in order to, you're saying, you know, if it's the same goal, gzera, like how far are you going to push it? But with that, you always have, you know, the pushback. The counter pressure of saying, well, kula chad gzeira, that's what you're worried, which is what I'm saying for Abaye. So I think I hear, but I think it goes the other way. I think for Rava, basically, it's a din. And since it's a din, so you're saying, oh, it's a miyad to begin with. So, you know, you're not going to have a miyad and a, you know, chashash. Could be. But again, it is a miyad for Abaye too. That's all I'm saying. So I'm trying to say if the evidence more broadly is that Abaya treats this as suffic tevel, but is worried about suffic tevel even though there's a miyah, and that Rava thinks it isn't suffic tevel, it's a chavos afrasha. I'm saying the chavos afrasha has nothing to do at all, I don't think, with people eating together. Okay. Anyways, what about the Gemara in Gittin and Samach Aleph Amud Aleph?
Yeah, should.
Yeah, go ahead.
Should I read the Gemara there?
Yeah, very quickly.
The Mishnah also, or just go to the Gemara?
Very quickly.
So the Mishnah says, "Mashalas isha lechavertach hashuda al shviyas nafav v'kivur yichayim et v'sanor avalah savur lo setachin ima." Eishes chaver mashalas leishes hamaharas nafav v'kivur v'raras v'duchanas mekaredas ima. Aval mishatati al samayim lo siga ima lifi she'en machzikin yedei ovei oveira. V'chulon lo amru alav v'nei shedar cheshan machzikin yedei nachem v'shviyas. And the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna reishu, ma'ishna seifa." And Amar Abaye, Rav Amaretz Ma'asrin Hain, Rav Amar Hachab Amaretz, Hachab Amaretz Rav Meir.
So here you have the flip, right, Raziel? Yeah, exactly. So the question is, like, what is going on here? Why? And they also have the next of Suvas. I don't care. We don't need all of them. Rashi here, you know, when he talks about Rava, says, Uli Olam, it's Kemachza. Do you have the Rashi?
Yeah, Lon Kemachza, Machatza, Adami.
Yeah, so of course that's very difficult because the whole time in the other sugyas, Rava is saying, you know, that it is a miyut, not that it's kemechtza mechtza, right?
Yeah.
So this is a serious problem. What's it also say?
Which Tosfos Mashalas Yishalach Haverta?
Yeah. No, Rava Amar Bamaretz, what do you have?
Rava Amar Bamaretz. Abai Meikol Tfei.
Unlike Rashi, you know, here, although Rashi, again, what do we need to say for Rashi? Probably need to say, I mean, Rashi knows, obviously. So I think you need to say that here, what's important is that it's Nitka and Allah Safek.
Okay? What do you mean?
What's that?
So what do you mean by that? That here
meaning even according to Rava that it's Rove, and I think that turns it into a Din Vadai also. And therefore that you'd think the the suffix component is still crucial to it. Right? What is Tosis is troubled by it. Rava says Rava Ipka. Ravanami Islay Rovam Aret. Go ahead, Master Name.
Master Name, Kilu Pitamai, the Parakaf of Alba Parak from the Likan, Alasavar Haka Afagad, Rovam Aret, Master Name, Komakom, Isser Demai, Ika, Vassar Lassayan, Babae, Parakama de Shabbos, Gabi Loyucha, Sav Parash Imsav Amaret, Chaish Fe, Shamiachlanu Devarm, Shane Misukanum, Afagab, the Rov Maasrim. The Rava lo chayish.
Yeah, so you can see Tosis is totally struggling with this issue, right?
Yeah.
Raziel?
Yeah. Right.
So this is the flip, and it's very hard to understand, et cetera. Yeah. So I think, again, I think that here, again, the flip actually works, you know, pretty well. I mean, for Abaya, we've been saying all along that we mostly treat Demai as a safek, or like, you know, chayshina no miyuta, right?
Right.
But in the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a safek. And Abaya will tell you, again, Rashi says, oh, it's mutar mishim darke shalom. That's how Rashi interprets Abaya here. Or you could just say, that in the end of the day, it's just a soft. There's no Messiah on the day of Era, right? It's about a chashash of Achila, there's no chashash achila at all, right, in this Gemara.
Yeah.
It's just a question of, you know, whether you should be misaya, you know, lidei osei avera. So Abaya will say, you know, that, listen, it's a safek, and it's really even a miyud, rechashina, you know, lemiuta here, we treat it as a safek, but there's no, you know, over avera number one, because no din vadai. And either way, there's no misayel de avera. If what we're saying before is true, which is that Abaya has this overriding concern, you know, about protecting midrabanan, protecting people from minichal and tevel, etc. So, what does it have to do with misayel de avera? The same reason why it does have to do with, oh, he'll eat with him, maybe he'll forget, or he'll take a bite, you know. But here we're talking about misayel, just to, you know, it's not an avera per se, and. And either way, I'm doing Masayah there if that's the impulse. But maybe according to Rava, that Midrabana and there's a Chi Chavas Afrasha, you know, that's being ignored, etc. So here Rava's saying, this is Masayah de Avera. And why he has formulated a Safek, because it's Nitkan Allah Safek, but in the end of the day, actually Masayah de Avera, if it's a Vadai shenitkan ala safek, especially if it's a chavos afrasha, is something I think that is credible. Okay, so that's in term, yeah.
Just going back to Rashi's point,
mm-hmm.
According to the way
Darke Shalom
about mechtzah mechtzah.
Oh yeah, for Rava. Yeah.
Right. So according to Rebbe's explanation, why would Rashi call a takanas vadai, even if it was nitkan ala safik, why would Rashi call that mechza al mechza as opposed to just being clear and calling it a din vadai? Because the whole point of Rava is to say that you're not worried for, like, you're not nachas l'torah safik.
No, I think, I mean, you're asking according to Rashi.
Yeah.
No, I think for Rashi, as opposed to what I just said, you know, without Rashi, what I'm trying to say is that maybe they really, really view this as a, even though there's a miut, the miut is used in Rava typically to explain that it's a dinvadai. But, right, in other words, intuitively opposite. It's really a miut, and therefore the only reason we're doing anything is because of the dinvadai. But since this dinvadai is also al hasafek, I think what he's saying, therefore, so there's some element still of Misaye Lidei Avera. Because it's still a Safek Tevel.
I guess what I'm asking is, according to Rashi, why would you highlight the fact that it's Mechza al Mechza as opposed to highlighting the Vadai part?
It's not Rashi's fault. I mean, Rashi's explaining the Gemara. This Gemara says that Rava, right, now we can put in parentheses, who usually says Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin, here is Machmir, right, because of Misayei Alidei Avera. So Rashi is trying to explain why is he Machmir. Right, usually he's explaining that it's al Miut and he's Meiko. Right? So I think Rashi's saying that even though Rava knows that there's only a miyot, and, you know, consequently they were, you know, the decision was to make this a din, you know, vadai, but, you know, let's say maybe as a chovas agavra, etc., right, but it's still founded on the safek, you know, and therefore there's still a tzad chumra along with the tzad gula. That's what I think. Otherwise, I think it's very strange. Again, Tosas doesn't like it. Tosas here is pretty much throwing up their hands and saying, "Yeah, there's steers all over the place. Hard to explain." All I'm saying is that it might be different you know, just as the question of miut being a kula or a chumra, or rov being kula or chumra, depends on what we're talking about, right? If we're talking about bracha, if we're talking about being mafresh on something else, if we're talking about whether it's, you know, vaday or sof, svek sveka, you know, so too, if we're talking about gzeira l'gzeira, which is a sugya in Shabbos, in Gimel, or you're talking about misayeya l'idei ovrei aveira, which is a sugya here in Gittin, right? that will maybe explain, you know, that some of the things that are cool in one place are a chumra in the other. That's really what I'm suggesting. But Rashi's comment of mechzo machz, I think, the fact that he didn't say more, I think, is interesting. Because what are you going to do with Rav in the other places? He leaves that for Tosis to worry about. But the fact that he says mechzo machza is not Rashi's fault. I mean, it's Abaya saying Rav and Rav is saying Safek here. Right. All right? So that is in terms of the Gemara in Gittin. So now I want to talk to us very quickly about the about Rabbi Yosef Engel, just quickly. Tani, where's Tani? There he is. So what does Rabbi Yosef Engel tell us? Rabbi Yosef Engel has a piece on this, and it's a very interesting piece. I'm just going to comment a couple of points quickly. There's much more to say. Here in Klal Vav, right, he raises this as a safek, but in a particular way. Tani?
Yeah, so he's cloaker, whether it's a tevel vadai mirabanan or a safek
vadai rabanan, correct. Or it's only a safek. Meaning the mind, and the way he formulates it is an interesting way. You don't have class today, right? I can take another few minutes because I want to get through the at least the chashid part also.
Yeah.
Do people have class today?
No, we have all day.
Okay, great. Okay, so just, you know, put on your seatbelt for another few hours. No, we won't go that long, but I want to get through what we wanted to get through today because I want to do something on Daf Ches. At least preliminarily, I want to chart out Daf Ches so we can continue with that afterwards, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow.
I think Shia is around 7:45.
Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky I have some things in the afternoon, but otherwise I might take you up on it. Yeah, so... how does he formulate it particularly? In the starkest way? I mean, what will happen if, how does it work? If Kami Shmaya Galia what?
So if he eats it, then he is violating Tevel. If it's actually Tevel, but if it's not Tevel,
does he violate the Ma'ai?
Say that
again? Last point?
Meaning meaning, if it's according to him, if it's actually tevel, according to the suffix tevel approach, then he's violating tevel. But if it's not, then it's just niskaven lechol basar chazir bel biyado basar tlah.
Well, I'm not sure I understood you. I thought his question is whether or not, even if it's kamesh maya galya, that it's not tevel. No. That would you violate an Issa Drabanan? Would it be the Achi of Drabanan? Even Kamish Mayagalia, even if it was Hufrash.
No? Right, yeah.
Right?
For that side of the hook here, yeah.
What? Yeah. So, and then he wants to, so that's an interesting question. In other words, typically we're all human and we don't know. Right. Of course, if we knew objectively that it was hufresh, then it wouldn't be, you know, demai. But let's say it's a safek or a miut, whatever it is, and we just don't know. So then the question that what he's asking on a different level is, on a different layer of this question is, you know, let's say the Rabbona Shel Olam knows, right? So have you really violated Nisa Drabanan, or are you just, you know, mechashash, you have to do this? So that is an interesting question. In a way, we had the parallel opposite of that. Yitzi? In the Shidim Gubetzis. Excellent. Who said that? Josh? Whoever said it, good. In the Shidim Gubetzis, when he talked about Takala, basically said, not L'chumra, but L'kula. Right? Like, what'll happen? You know, again, if Tarovis, Demai, or one of the other cases, you know. But what if in fact there was no hafrasha? Right? So if there's no hafrasha, so kamishmaya galya, there would be an isur vachilas tevel. Says the Shidun Kubetzes, right? That's not considered a fascinating piece, right? That's not considered takala, you know, because alpidin, you know, he's permitted alpidin as a heter gavra to eat it, even though it's a chefsa shel tevel. So the Shidun Kubetzes is telling us that when it comes to the question of takala, at least, and again, that's with the Rabbeinu Shalom's intervention. That was so amazing about it. But it's all siyata d'shmaya. They were saying, oh, there's no siyata d'shmaya when it's mutter, even though the Rabbeinu Shalom knows it's tevel? Wow. Anyway, okay. And that's an amazing idea. What Rabbi Yosef Engel is discussing is the opposite. Not that kamish shmaya galya, it's tevel, but al pidin, it's mutter. But what happens if kamish Shmaya Galyot's mutter, is it still treated as Isur Dmai? You can say, well, the Mayan Afkamina, who cares? At the end of the day, if the Rabbeinu Hashem doesn't reveal it, and it's a suffix, so you have to deal with it anyway. So what's his Raya, Tani, for his Chakira? First Raya from our Sugya.
Yeah.
But it's the parallel opposite Raya, namely?
That the fact that it's considered a takala, we know that for sure that it's a takala, must mean that it's a tevel vade mid rabbanan, because if it was just a suffix tevel, then how do you know that it was actually tevel? Maybe Hashem was meshamer him from this fate, and it wasn't actually tevel.
Exactly. He's saying, if the Gemara talks about this in terms of a takala and siyata d'shmaya, and they bring a raya from Demai, how can they ever bring a raya from Demai? Right? Maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom guy to eat it, or the animal to eat it, because in this particular case, it was so fresh. So that's exactly the parallel opposite. Shidun Kubetzes says there's no takala, even if Kamish Maya Galya, that it's Tevel Daraisa. And Rav Engel is, you know, it's the same Raya from the Gemara, pretty much. And Rav Engel is saying, why does the Gemara have any Raya that it's a Takala? You see that it's a Takala, even if Kamish Maya Galya, that it's Chulin. So you see from here that there's a Din D'Rabbanan, a Vadai Din D'Rabbanan, right? Demai. Because that's very important. With this, he tries to bring a raya from Bab Metzia. This is what I want to get to very, very quickly. From Bab Metzia, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. That's also important. What's that raya, Tani? What is Gemara saying, Bab Metzia, Nun Gimel?
That it could be mitzvah with Meiser Sheni Midr Rabbanan.
Excellent.
To be Poda?
Yeah. If you have Maiser Sheni, you have a Chatzi Pruta Maiser Sheni Durabanan. So the Gemara there wants to know, how can you deal with that? So the Gemara says that you can't be Mitzdarev with Maiser Sheni Doraisa, but you could be Mitzdarev with Maiser Sheni of Dmai. So this is very parallel, which is the next thing that he discusses to the Gemara Menachos, where the Gemara Menachos is discussing the question whether there's an issue of being mafresh mechiyav al abtur mepetur al chiyuv, either from demai on demai, or from demai on some other tevel de rabbana. And that's the issue that we spoke about earlier. But the Gemara here in Bab Metzia is not talking about hafrasha from one to the other, but tziruf l'shiur. Can you be mitzarif ma'isa sheni d'rabbanan and ma'isa sheni shel d'mai? So the Gemara seems to say that you can. So what does that prove? Tani?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
How does that prove his point?
Oh, the fact that it's been started with Maaser Sheni, which is
Maaser Sheni is Vaday Drabanan.
Yeah.
So how can you be Mitzaref with something which is a Suffolk Chiyuv D'Oraisa? The Gemara already said you can't do that. Or a Suffolk Ptur Gamor, means Suffolk Chulin. Right? So the Suffolk D'Oraisa part you can eliminate by saying, you know, I guess, you know, Rove. Right? But the Suffolk Ptur, right, that should bother you. It's actually a Rove Ptur. Correct? So how could it be Mitzare for Chiyuv D'Rabbanan, Maisa Sheni D'Rabbanan, and a Suffolk Chulin? But if you say that the din of Demai is that it was nitkan ala safek, right, then you've solved the problem. Right? Because there's an addition to the safek, there's a takan of vadais, and therefore you can be mitzari. But again, here I have the same problem with my idea, meaning if it really is true that despite being a din vadai, that it's more of a chovas agavar and a chiyuv afrasha, right, then there's an added chiddush in this Gemara, and that is that you can be mitzaref ma'aser sheni derabbanan, right, with the chovas hafrashas ma'aser sheni of d'mai. Unless you want to say that, you know, some elements of cheftza, just that part of it, you know, wouldn't have been enough for these other issues. Okay, Eitan? Same idea from before. But this is in terms of the Tzira form. Agav, he then has a very interesting question, Tani, about whether or not, why don't you always say that what? That you eliminate even the Suffolk Daraisa, even the Miyut, through Rova Mia Aretz, Tani? This, I think, is very problematic.
Yeah, because Ravan is mastering, therefore it's Heter Gomer.
Yeah, because the case of the Gemara in Bab Metzia is a case where you have Rove, and therefore Maaser Sheni, there's no Chiyuv Maaser Sheni D'Oraisa, it's only Midrabanan, correct? Yeah. So he wants to know what would happen since you have Ravan or it's Maaserin. So why don't you say that the Tevel is a Miut? And therefore, it's batal berov. Therefore, in a Torah, right, there's no suffolk. In a Torah, it's never suffolk tevel. Correct? Now, here I think you have to say something very important, and that is that there's a difference between applying the din of bittul. And he says, after all, it's a rubadisa kaman, because the number of aniyim out there are the same. But here I think you have to make an important distinction. Nathan, what do you think?
Sorry, the dinim of bittul berov might be very different from the din of holichachar berov in terms of like the transformative effects.
Correct. Meaning in the case of Maaser Sheni, that rove is a real rove. It's a ruba disa kaman lefanecha. There you could say ruba kakulo or something like ruba kakulo, meaning that the taroves is defined, you know, by its daraisa, by its totality. But rove ami aretz maasrin does not turn tevel, the miut tevel daraisas, into chulin, right? And therefore, this whole idea, you know, would not really get off the ground, I don't think. I think that's a big problem. And the other issue, as I say, the issue of my question, which is if indeed it's a chavis agaver more than an iser chavta. But I think we've suggested how to handle that problem, maybe because of the nitkan ala safek. And then finally, he himself is very troubled, quoting the Mishnah Lamelech and Chos Trumos about the Gemara Menachos Taf Lamed Aleph. Because again, the question is, if Dmai is a din vadai, so then it makes sense that you can be mafresh, you know, from one, from Dmai onto other Tevel Drabanans or in the other direction. But the more you think of it in terms of an actual suffix, right, then you might end up having problems of Chiyav Abtur Petual Al Chiyav. So it could be, again, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but that's the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Trumos. I think there are several distinctions that are irrelevant. Number one, the one that Josh asked about before, which is the Mishnah Lamelech's preferred solution. And that is the difference between the suffix of Min Aptur Al Chiyav and Min Achiyav Al Aptur, meaning the direction. I think that that is a very, very fruitful possible avenue. But in addition to that, it could be there's a view in the Mishnah Lamelech for the Rambam, at least. I mean, the Mishnah Lamelech is concerned about the evidence itself. He doesn't think the Gemara Menachos is the only Gemara. He thinks if you look at the Mishnah in Dmai, Perkei Halachi and Aleph, it sounds like you're not mafresh from Dmai al Dmai either, even though we do hold Rov. As the Gemara Menachos sounds, especially according to one view in Rashi, that if you hold that it's Rov, then mafreshim midmai al Dmai. But the Mishnah in Dmai Heyud Aleph doesn't sound that way, and the Rambam doesn't seem like he paskin that way. It sounds like Minad Dmai al Dmai, even if you hold Rov, doesn't work. So that really troubles him. So he has one possibility. Yeah, even other Drabanans on Drabanans, or even Dmai on Drabanans, or Drabanans on Dmai, maybe that won't even really work, lahalacha. That's a consideration that he has. Or that maybe it makes a difference whether there's some outside, you know, possibility of a Tevel Daraisa, which he thinks exists in Dmai, but doesn't exist, you know, in other Drabanans. What I would want to say just very quickly to solve some of the problems is, again, it goes back to our basic question. And that, of course, is if Dmai is only a din vadai, then Dmai al Dmai should be okay. As for Dmai and other drabanans, again, it gets to the problem that we talked about a second ago, you know, about Chovas HaGavra and, you know, Chefza Shel Drabanan, etc. But the second that we acknowledge that even the din vadai of Dmai is still nitkan ala safek, then I think this is also possible. Asher and I were speaking about this as well. I kind of alluded to it about, you know, like last week. And that is that when it comes to Dmai and Dmai, even more so than Dmai on other Drabanans, the suffix component is not something that you can ignore. Because Dmai itself is built, is structured of a Din Vadai based Nitkan ala suffix. So maybe when it comes to other hafroshos, you know, of Tevel Drabanan, etc., you know, so there we look at the Dmai in its totality. But when you have one Dmai and another Dmai, right, each one knows, an intellectual thing, but, you know, that the other one is starts with a safek, and that if there was no safek, I'm not talking about the Kamishmaya Galia for Rabbi Yosef Engel, but in general, of course, there would be no din vadai. And therefore, with Dmai al Dmai, maybe there's a particular problem. Put it this way. In assessing the viability of Dmai al Dmai, as opposed to Dmai al other Drabanan or Drabanan, other Drabanan al Dmai, what I think is true is that you could have been Mechalek, they could be Mechalek, and that might explain a lot. And of course, in either direction. Either because Nitkan ala vadai, so it's vadai ala vadai even more. But I think more likely, because it's Nitkan ala safek, that would be a compelling reason why Dmai could never be Hufrash al Dmai. That legabe Dmai atzmo, since it knows it starts with safek, you always get caught up with the possibility of safek min aptur al-chiyuv and min achiyuv al-aptur. And then finally, two other things very quickly. One is I want to speak for a minute about the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Who saw that? Michael?
Couldn't you say something different also?
Yeah, go ahead.
Couldn't you say that structured into Demai, which itself is like a positive expression of the importance of Tevel, so maybe they let us use, meaning that Demai could be used to be Mitzarev with Meiser Sheni, and at the same time, it could also be used to be Mafresh it on something else. But when you have like Demai with Demai, so we're not going to give Demai the Kula if the whole basis of Demai is to, you know, he has an opportunity to express the importance of Tevel.
I'm not hearing.
Meaning, let's say the Gemara.
No, part of it that I understand sounds like what I was kind of saying a minute ago.
It's very similar.
Oh, is it?
It's just I guess my one problem in the way Rebbe presented it is that we wouldn't look at the suffix of Demai in being mitzarif it with Meiser Sheni Midirabana. So I'm just adding that the reason you be mitzarif it is not because the suffix doesn't exist in Demai, but because we're mitakein to treat Demai as quote of like Meiser Sheni Midirabanan because of significant.
I don't say that. What I'm saying is, I think they're saying the same thing. I'm not really sure the difference. Is that when it comes to other Tevel, the Rabbanans, you know, we look at the Sof Davar, you know, and that is that this is also, in addition, you know, Tevel, the Rabbanan. But when it comes to Demai itself, you know, Demai starts with, you know, this Amaretz and that Amaretz, and always starts with the question of Suffolk Tevel. So, again, it could be it's different ways of saying the same thing. I don't really see the difference, but now you'll tell me later. Okay, good. So just very briefly on the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, I don't know who got Yitzi. I thought I was asleep before. I didn't hear from him. Yitzi, did you get a chance to see it? Did not. Josh? Appel?
I saw parts of it a little bit.
Yeah, so he has an interesting larger discussion about Tosis in Shabbos. You saw it?
A little bit.
Josh?
Yeah, I saw a little bit. I don't know.
What does he address? Again, why are we machmir in Demai?
Right, he wants to.
So he quotes Tosis in the Shabbos about Mira Matsui and Nechshalim, which we talked about already. I gave my suggested, I don't know if it's in Tosis, but my suggested other idea is that it's based on Smoch Miuta L'Chazak. Again, just very quickly, you can look it up. Smoch Miuta L'Chazak of the Itro Le'Rubo. And therefore, you know, it's a more objective thing. Or it's based on Kavua, which is fascinating. So the point I want to make is that these three all assume simply that we're dealing with Chashin and the Miuta. But, or he says, it's a Dinan Amonus, which also, you know, echoes something we're discussing about in the Rambam. He says, maybe in Achanami, it's not really from the perspective of Rov and Miut and Safek, there wouldn't be a special Dinan Demai. The problem is, the loss of Nemanus for Ame Aretz, which leads us into our next topic after one other Ha'ara. So I think that's a fascinating idea. And of course, that I think is very Mavusas in the Rambam, although the Rambam treats it as, maybe that's why the Rambam treats it as Safek, but says it's a Nemanus issue. So that's his other possibility. What he doesn't say is the idea that I'm talking about, which is, you know, kind of Mishmeres Trumosai, you know, and so on and so forth. Okay, I'm just going to have to, just give me 1 second. I have to take care of something here. I'll be back in 1 second. If you could just hang on. I'll be back in 30 seconds. Just let me take care of something. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to put this in context of one other broader issue, which we actually spoke about earlier in this year. When we talked there earlier in this year about the Ramban, about Mishmeres Trumosai itself, actually. So we spoke about the idea of the Ramban that Safek Tuma, Brishus HaYachid, Brishus HaRabim Tahar doesn't apply because there's a Chiv Shmira, and therefore you shouldn't get to the point of suffek, etc. And there, that context, we mention that you know, the issue of suffek in general is a you know, has a certain, you know, range. That typically, you know, we accept the view that suffek d'oraisa is, you know, l'chumra, suffek d'rabanan, you know, l'kula. Again, that there's a debate between the Rambam and other Rishonim whether that's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabanan. Even within the Rambam, there's a difference between different sfeikos. Ashum talui, obviously, ikva isura, maybe kavua, one of the things that the Aruch HaShulchan was noting. If that isn't just a din d'rabanan, or it's a d'rabanan that echoes the concept of ikva isura. So there generally is a huge debate about the status of suffek. I mentioned Rav David Bonfil, I think, in Psachim, but that in certain areas of halacha, separate from the argument between the Rambam and the Rajban, the Ran, and most Rishonim, and even the distinctions within the Rambam, you know, that, you know, for most Rishonim, it's suffek d'oraisa chumra, suffek d'rabanan l'kula. But there are certain areas of halacha where we find, you know, that the nature of that or the character of that particular halacha affects this issue. So, for example, we talked the other day about suffek brachos. Is the din of suffek brachos lahakel connected with, you know, the chiyu bracha being d'rabanan, or even in a bracha d'araisa, or even beyond the fact that it's d'rabanan, you know, is there more of a din vaday that lo tiknu, let's say, you know, suffek brachos? And of course, similarly, you have, you know, in different areas, we mentioned, you know, kolha, you know, we're always mekel and hilchos avelos. I mentioned the 2 days of the Ramban. You know, is that because of most dini avelos of drabanan, or even the dini avelos daraisa were mekel? Because it's just a din in, you know, in Hakmas Nefesh and formulation of the Ramban, you know, in Torah Sa'ada. Mamzerus, right? The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, which according to some is the Bokar for the Rambam, the Rajba says it's a special din of Mamzer, you know, that, you know, Misafek, you know, you Vadai, you know, typically don't apply the din of Mamzerus. You have to be, you know, Mamzer Vadai below Mamzer Safek. It's a status, you know, question. We find this in other things too. A Bechor has to be a Bechor Vadai below Bechor Safek. Some other issues, you know, like it, wherever there's a din of status, whether you need to know certain things you need to know definitively, or you have to know that they're problematic definitively, like in Avelos, otherwise they're nothing. And then you have, so there are cases where, you know, Likula Alma, even though Safek Daraisa is the Chumra, that you need a din Vadai and a Safek, you know, is not enough. Then you have in the other direction situations like the Mishmeres Trumos Raman, where you know, you can't even apply Dine Safek, because whenever there's a Safek, you've already lost. And that, of course, is kind of what we're saying on the Demai level. You know, maybe for these reasons, Kiliya Aretz, Mishmeres Trumosai, etc. Not in the Cheftza of the Truman, I treated in Tahara, etc. But again, this, you know, the importance of doing this. This, of course, being a Dindrabana, not a Dindaraisa. But, you know, it's kind of Nitkana ala Safek, or Safek is already unacceptable. Those are possibly two different dinam also. And then, of course, you have this in Bedikas Chametz, according to some Rishonim. We'll discuss it next year for the Ram Tzachim, that, you know, the Ravid on the Rif in Psachim says that some of the regular dinim of Safek Drabban and Lakula don't apply to Bedikas Chametz, because it's Nitkana ala Safek, meaning whenever there's a Safek Chametz, you're chayiv to do Bedika. That's the Dinder Rabbanan. The irony is that, with this, I'll just conclude this point, is that the Rambam, you know, probably holds that way as well in Yad HaChazaka. And the Ravid actually attacks him in Yad HaChazaka, says, I don't know what happened to the Rambam. You know, if we're talking about the cases where there's bittul and bdika chametz only drabanan, so why does he not apply the rule of svek drabanan lekula? The answer is based on what he himself wrote in on the Rit. But I do also think that that's another good example of the kind of more complex posture that we've seen in Demai. and that is that when something is nitkan b'toris vaday al hasafek, right, then there are these two elements to it. And that while mostly, you know, it's just part of its context, the suffix part, and we focus on the takana vadayis, in the end of the day, sometimes we can't get past, you know, that trigger. And then you always have to figure out which dinim depend on ala safek, you know, and which dinim depend on the fact that it's nitkan b'toras vada. And that might help explain what otherwise would be discrepancies within the Rambam or within the Raibid, in Bedikas Chametz. Now again, in Bedikas Chametz, you also don't have exactly what you have in Demai either. We make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz, right? But again, I think the point there is that the Metzius says that when there's Safek Chametz in a place, then that place needs Bedika Vadais. But because it isn't midin, it's not the mechayiv, isn't the iser, it's the hangdara. You need a bais baduk. You have to do a maisa bedika. So those things are able to transcend the safek part more. It's not safek chametz. It's whatever the safek chametz. You need to make sure that your bias has a status, you know, of being a big baduk. That's a din vadai, you know, and the safek doesn't really enter into it. The thing in demai is that if there wasn't suffix, there wouldn't be the vaday. Not just they wouldn't, there's no point to the vaday, is what I'm trying to say. It's not just what dictates the circumstance of the vaday, it also retains, you know, suffix tevel on a certain level. And that's why we're able to say what we're saying, even in being mafresh al midamai al demai, as well as some of the flips in Abaya and Rava, because the nitkan al suffix, unlike bedikas chamet, there's not just, you know, the circumstances, you know, that trigger it, it really is part, on a certain level, it's part of the mechayev itself. Okay? So that's why I want to just put this in a larger framework. This whole discussion we had of demai, safek, vadai, etc., really needs to be looked at, you know, against other areas of halacha where we have parallels, but they're not exact. The nitkan zalavadai, or where even safek, you know, either l'hakel or something is always l'hachmir, etc. Okay, now we still have time. I want to talk about very quickly the chashad issue. So here in the Gemara, this is going to take another, you know, 15, 20 minutes, hopefully. And then tomorrow I want to discuss the davkas a little bit. But in the Gemara in Chulin, in this case of Tarobes Tumai that we had, so the Gemara also has this other possibility. If somebody could just read it very quickly. Josh, why don't you read it quickly? Quickly, Vav Amud Aleph again, just
yeah, sure.
Just that case again, then the Tarovis case.
How far down does Rebbe want me to start from?
Now, where'd you get that case in? Mostly, and then yeah, a little more beyond that. Go ahead.
From the Ve'atanya?
Sounds right.
So, Ve'atanya, I know Sin Lishchino, so Isa Lafos, Vikadera Lavashal, Eno Choshish, Lissokor, Vitavan Shabbat.
Well, one second.
After them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, correct. I know Sin Lishchino, go ahead.
Right.
Eno Choshish,
Lissokor, Vitavan Shabbat. Shvias, Lomishum, Meiser, Vim Amar La, Aseli, Mishlechi. So that sounds like a kasha. So shiny awesome. They came into Karmala, same in Shichi, command Arv be a daim dummy. Rafa Mamar, shiny, so or Vitavlin to the time of it, the time of Lovatil.
Okay. So here we have this phenomenon that I said I want to talk about briefly. And that is this idea of Kivan Sha'amar, Kivan to Karmala, same in Shalichi, command Arv be a daim. Dummy, correct? So that's one thing I want to talk about for a few minutes, and then the Gemara goes further. Go ahead. We'll just get it in for the record. L'chalufei lo chashinan.
V'atnan knows l'chamosa ma'aser eshu who knows sein la v'eshu who knows tell me mana v'pnei shachashuna machlafes hamiskalka.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hasam.
That's the second point. Number one. we're going to talk about for a second, Mishalechi, Kamandar of Dami. And the second is there a chashash? If you're choshesh that somebody's standards of kashrus are not up to par, is there also a chashash? Shema aser lachlufe. If I give this person the ingredients, right, do I have to worry that he switched them and therefore they're non-kosher ingredients? Or no, if he's cooking, that's one thing, but you know, it's quite another if I provide the ingredients, right? Go ahead. So the Gemara says kashinan. It sounds like lo kashinan, and here it is kashinan. Go ahead.
Okay.
So again, that's, you know, whether she's, you know, trying to find favor in the eyes of the husband or after the other way, I guess, tale of two marriages, you know, two in-law relationships. Okay. We'll go for the optimistic one, but that's an interesting question. Go ahead. And then Gemara again. So it sounds like generally, there's no chashash of asu lachlufe so far, unless there's extenuating circumstances. And here, you know, it sounds like mostly constructive ones. Keep going. Once again, rechashin on lachlufe.
So we say, hasam nami morya va'amra bar be rav lechol chamima va'ana yichol karira.
Yeah, once again, this is, you know, the optimistic one or the pessimistic one. That's a machlokas harishonim. But again, there are extenuating circumstances, once again, that defy the normal principle of lachlufe lo chashina. Keep going.
Lachlufe lo chashinan, v'atanya, eishas chaver tochenes im eishas ama aretz, bizman shihi temea, v'alo bizman shihi tahora. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer,
she'll even steal from her husband, then clearly...
Of course she'll do.
Go ahead. Okay. And this gets us to the point of Rabbi Yishuv ben Zar, as we spoke about, not completely. We're not going to be able to speak more about him now, but the Yerek Mebeit Shan, and we did a little bit of the Kedushas Haaretz, and we've gone till Zion Odex. But I want to talk about these two issues very briefly, even though they deserve a lot more treatment. So the first one is the issue of Asidim Shalichi Kamand or Gadayim Dami. So Josh, what do you think? But it's 2 days in the Gemara to explain the case, correct?
Yeah.
Raphram and
I think it's just the Gemara.
Okay, so the question is, you know, but Pashtus, they could both be true, right? or is it a machlokas? Is it such a din, in other words, that if you say to somebody, to do this, asili mishalichi, that is keman. Is it such a din? Does it have any nafkamina, etc.? So what is the Rambam's view?
I thought the Rambam passed in like this entire Gemara based on the Yerushalmi as opposed to the Bavli. But I could be thinking of a different
Rambam. But when the Rambam quotes the first Gemara,
he doesn't have a Asili Mishlichi, and he
has the Karovas.
You have no Asili Mishlichin also.
Okay, correct. So basically the Rambam admits it, and the Mari Kurkas notes it, and he's just wondering whether the Rambam didn't believe in it or he just didn't mention it, and he contrasts it with the Rajba. So the Rajba, at least twice, does believe in it. One is a little bit tamua in our sugya, and that is that he quotes Asili Mishalichi, you know, in the continuation, when he has this case of, what's the case, Josh? Very practical question.
What, talking about Shatnez?
Yeah, the Shatnez case.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about two aspects of the Shatnez case quickly. says when you're shagam kein mutar l'aseis l'chayat kol d'naktinan mehayshma the Rashba latar, and you can see it's very consistent with Torah Sabayis, which had huge impact on Shulchan Aruch again. Maskina d'shmaida the lechlufei lo chayshinan v'stam anoshim shlo no dalana begazlanim. Right, number one, unless we know otherwise, we don't suspect that people swap things, right? Even though it's a lesser form of gzela, even that there's no and people have cheskas kashrus when it comes to chashinan lechlufei, you don't have to worry about that. That's the Rajma says, right? Lefikach mafkidin, you have that. Peirus musar meitzal misha nechshad ala maisros meinachoshesh. Let's say I want somebody who's not trustworthy in terms of their own eating of trumas maisros, but I want it to be a shomer for my mufrash peiros. So I can do that because even though he's choshud on Isros, but it's not kosher on Lachlufe, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. That's what he says. V'chein Gvina, right? It's a Mishanechshad, Shein a Mishtamar Megvina's Goyim. I can leave it with him. V'chein Pas, it's a Mishanechshad, Achopas Shabalabatim, Goyim. Nosen lo Gvina Lavashel, V'ein Achosh Hashem Yachlifenu, right? Not only can you leave it there, you can even have him prepare it. That's getting trickier already. Okay. And then he says, Venira, Shagam kein muta lases lechayatim Yisraelim, to the tailors, chutin shal canvas, right? Venachosha shemech venem bishal pishtim, you're not worried about shatness. Alpha pishachosha litfar begad of bepishtim, even though he himself walks around with this, you know, shatness coat, right? But if you give him the material, you're not choshesh lechilov. Afapi shechoshev litfar begalim v'pishnim. Do you have it there, Josh?
Yeah.
So keep going a little bit. Elish yesh leisashiv.
Elish yesh leisashiv bedaver lefi sheyesh bo kidei lahachmir v'pnei sheyesh torech b'tfiras canvas mitfiras pishnim u'ma'acher shakal yisura be'inav shema kidei lahakal tarchu machlifo lo v'kmo she'amur b'mishnah Rabbi Yehuda omer hamisarech etzel ama'aretz naman. Amalei al atzmo eno naman, ketzad yehe naman al achirim, v'kan af al pi she'eno chashad lahachlif machmas chalifo mikol makom machmas torcho hu machlif v'tofer. Mikol makom.
What's he saying?
So
this is a very fundamental argument. The pashas of our Gemara that we're not choshish lechilof, people of cheskes kashros, even if they're avaryanim, or even if they're chashudim, they have cheskes kashros, doesn't mean they're Chashu the Dover Acher is not a Chashu the Dover Acher, and it doesn't take away their namanos, right?
He's saying
now,
no.
Rajba is saying that even if the issue is Tircha, right? I mean, I give him the material, but let's say it's easier to do the Malacha be Iser than Beheter, even if I gave him the material, so we're Choshish L'chiluf. A kind of, you know, moderate form of gezel. So chashin, what the Rajma was saying is, chashin l'davar echad ain't a chashin l'davar acher, right? Unless, there's also tircha. But tircha is not the same as gezel. But with a little motivation, with tircha, right, that spills over even into gezel / nemanos, both. Huge chiddush. I mean, very important issue in trusting people in a cheskes kashrus, right? Okay, keep going.
V'mikol makom aser lo litfor b'chute kanvas shalo k'dar minan hacha kevin da amarleya seim lishlichi k'man da arev ihu b'yadayim dami da afkan kevan shehu ragel litfor b'kach ve'ino choshesh litfor b'im bazeh v'im bazeh eno machzer al kanvas ela achar hamatzer
ala kanvas, right?
Yeah. And then he compares it to Meiser, which is not so simple. That the Gav and Meiser, Milo Askina, and the Amarleya, same as Shechi,
v'tal meiser v'afilu hachi choshesh hachana miloshna v'chena umer. What?
What's he saying in this part?
He's trying to compare. I think he's conflating this whole Gemara of asei mishlichi to a ne'emanus issue, which is not how others understood the Gemara.
So asei mishlichi, kamanda arav biyadayim dami, seems to have to do more with the relationship. You know, do we look at him as being involved in the process? It's a very tamua what the Rajba is saying. It's not even the metzias of it is not even clear. What is clear is number one, he's extending the problem of chashud, ayidei tircha, right? And even though I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to say with this here, and that is that he's applying the din of asili mishalichi outside of taroves dvai, correct? Let's just finish up the Rajba for a second, and then we'll circle back a little bit. V'chein omer lechaveiro.
Halach shara alchilas gvina shal nachrem asei li tafshil megvina kshera o kachli megvinos hayehudim habedukim shechaskas mi shechashud bekach she'ino kapid likach be'mizeh v'achashud bedavar lo danu v'lo ma'idu. So now he applies it more broadly based on his chiddush.
Yeah. So this is based on the sugin b'choros. Naf lamed lamed hay, right? There you have a machloka, there you have mishnayos and gemaras. Well, the principle of chashdavar ladano v'lo miyido, but it in a much broader way. Okay, keep going. One more. Miyuvada yamamalo. He's not so sure about it, right? Miyuvada, but he is sure about this. Yamamalo kachli misro ploni v'havali ne'man b'kach. If you mention somebody's name, right? The mirta shema yitva spazek kagano. On the other hand, the chenim hevilim. These are klali namanos for the Rajba. But then comes the last one. You have that?
In the ki imidara chamered vapshia, be imafkid and etzlo, ela beshte simonim, dvarim shal Torah, vishal rabbanon, bechosim echad, ki isa bavodazar paragimel, bechosim echad, shari, umifarshe la ktsas, me ravusa zal, Israel chashid.
Yeah. Good. So basically, these are klale, Namonis from the Rajba, which he repeats, by the way, in Tarsa Bias. So I want to talk about two points very quickly. Number one, it's clear, although it's not clear to me what he means by that case, how he brings in Asili Mishalichi in the case that he's talking about. But it is clear that he thinks that the din of Asili Mishalichi, command or biadayim, in some way or another, is not limited. Number one, he thinks it's the halacha. Number two, he thinks that it's not limited to Tarova's Dmai. Whereas the Rambam doesn't even mention it in the Tarovas Dmai case. So why is there a reason that it would be limited to Tarovas Dmai?
If it has to do with becoming like Chayev in Dmai based excellent on Asli, then it would be limited to either Achila or maybe only Tarovas Dmai. But if it's
the way I would say it is the following. Meaning, if you take literally the din that asili mishalichi command or biyadayim dami, there are two ways you can read that. Right? One is you can take it literally, say, when I tell him, you know, to do this for me with his ingredients, it's literally as if I'm doing it, or he's doing it on my behalf, and it's as if I'm doing it. And how does that affect Tarovas Dmai? Now that means mimela that, you know, it's as if I got the ingredients, even though it's his ingredients. Even though I'm not in the kitchen, maybe I don't even know what to do in the kitchen, right? I could be, you know, on Zoom 1,000 miles away. But nonetheless, when I tell him, you know, take these ingredients and do it this way, when I give him those kind of instructions, right? It's as if I did it in my kitchen, right? And therefore, the din in the Braisa is that Tarovas Dmai is only, you know, if it is Taroves, not if you, you know, take the ingredients and you create the taroves. So mimela, you know, this is a case of creating the taroves, not encountering the taroves. Correct?
Yeah.
But you didn't have to read the Gemara that way at all. You could say that what the Gemara really meant. Okay, no one's second. So if you say that, so what you're really saying is that there's a din of whenever you say Asili Mishalichi Kamanda Maravedaim Dami, and there could be numerous nafkamina wherever Kamanda Arav Biadaim Dami matters. In other words, where your involvement or your connection to the Maisa, you know, is significant, we're going to apply this din. It seems that that's how the Rajba read the Gemara. He assumed it was the halakha, and he assumed that the din of Kamanda Ma'arav Biyadayim Dami is an application here, but it's a broader idea. You know, Kamanda Shlicho, Shluchohu, or Da'asa Biatmohu, etc. One could have read the Gemara in a very different way. And that is, there's no din that if I tell you what to do in your kitchen with ingredients, you know, that it's as if I did it. The din is that if I tell you what to do with the ingredients to make the taroves, then I'm not connecting to this only b'toras taroves. I was connected to it beforehand. Not because it's as if I actually did it. But legabe, the special din of taroves demai, you know, that we ki'ilu our malim, you know, ayin, you know, from the process, you know, when it was the ends, and just have to look at it, you know, starting now, when it's a taroves, as far as that is concerned, right, there's tziruf to me when these things were be'en. That's all. But tziruf to me, and therefore doesn't constitute or count as taroves demai, is quite different than saying that it's as if I was mamish ma'ariv be'anayim. This is a huge issue. Rashi, al-Atar, does sound a little bit like the Rajba. Right? Rashi says, Al-Atar, we want to explain this then. The Nasis Shlucho. Interestingly, the Maritzchayas, did you see the Maritzchayas, Josh? Did I tell you to look at the Maritzchayas?
Let's see it.
So the Maritzchayas has an interesting discussion about this. He says, he quotes the Rajba. Right?
I didn't see the Maritzchayas yet.
Okay. So the Maritzchayas has a discussion. He quotes this Rajba. He quotes it. He didn't quote it directly. He quotes it from the Yaradea quote of it. Move up Yaradea Sin Kukha base. Aser Loma La'akum Basheli Yerakos Mikte Rascha. Shekala Omer Basheli Kilu Bisho B'yadav. Okay? So he just points out, he says, well, if we're talking about an akum, right? So what happened to Ein Shlichus La'akum? Right? Well, be'emes, lefimash appears Rashi Khan, right? Al piv asta, benasas shlucho, lo shayach gabi over kokavim, the kindlin in its lodin shlichus. Ulam, he says the Rajba in Bab Metzia, in this famous sugya regarding ribbis, disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't think that there's yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So the point I'm trying to make is Rashi says shlichus. Maritz Chayes takes it literally as shlichus. Maritz Chayes thought that the Rajba thought it was shlichus, and therefore has a difficult discussion. You know, what about akum, yesh shlichos or ein shlichos? The truth is, the Rajba doesn't say shlichos. Maybe kamanda arav biyadayim means even more than shlichos. Right? Maybe it's, you know, kamanda asa, maybe it's even less than, maybe it's not even a din shlichos. Hard to know. But either way, the mentality of Rashi, I'm sorry, of the Maritz Chayes, of the Rajba, is certainly to see this din in broader strokes. And indeed, this is what Rajba in Torah Sabai, not the one that we just read, which is extremely difficult, but the Rajba in Torah Sabai the end of Shar Dalet, actually, I think Mari Korkus does quote this, has a an important other nafkamina. And that is, anybody see it? Josh, you saw it? In the very end of Shar, of Bais Revi, Shar Dalet? Right before Bais Chamishi?
He was talking about Kalim and Pat and Pasakum.
Yeah, let's say you ask a non-Jew to cook in his own pots, you know, which are, have Giulei Akum in them. You want him to cook bread for you. So the point is, if you encountered it after the fact, so what we would say is, says the Rajma, we would say, you know, that Stam Kalim Shalakum Enam B'nei Yomam, therefore it's not Sintam Lefkam, and B'diavid you can eat it. But you're not allowed L'chatchila to go ahead and use Kalim Shenam B'nei Yomam. And if you do, the view of some of the Rishonim is that, you know, if you did it in, to eat it. So let's say he tells the guy, make me bread. So if you hold, you know, Kala Omer Asili Mishalichi Kilu Osa Biyadayim Dami, so he's not, you know, just getting the product. And actually, I think he says Kol Shekein here from Tarovis. So let me just read the line very quickly. He holds here, it's in the bottom of page 76. It's the very, very end of Bayis Dalet. He talks about the din. Imutar lo mala akum levashu lo bekelev. Afila dvarim shem yishum bishulei akum. She'im bahem yishum shem bishulei akum. Not bishulei akum. Question is, what about the giulei akum? Onomer kol shiomer lo levashel the lafos kimi shabishol hu lechatchila biyodav bekelev dami biyasur. Is he allowed to do it? And is it mutter? Then he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, our Gemara. Now these Gemaras are, you know, really incredible paradigms for things, right? Alokeach l'tocha murias, l'tocha luntis, v'yakshinan, the whole sugya that Josh just read, v'med v'armur b'shom ra'asi l'mishali, right? But he said, "Asilim mishalichi chol shesh lasar uparkin and shiny hasam asilim mishalichi command arug adayim nami." Says the Rajba. This is Shitaso in the Chidushim again. The application of the Chidushim for the Ramanus thing, I'm not really sure what he's getting at there, except that it's clear that he thinks it's a universal din. But here, it's perfectly clear. Lefikach nirali, this is the Rajba in Torah Savayis. The osir loma laakom lefos lo pas velasos lo merkachas. De kemo shemivashel hu. The Caliph shall nachri biyadayim dami. The usur afilu b'diavad ki ilu irev hu esa isur bitla biyadav. The ha tarovas demai mutter gamorhu. Right? Shalu gazralav afilu hachi kento eshes samar tzasi mishalichi asulacho. So kalvachomer here v'hachanami alpha bishalo usur pleitas kli she'ena ben yoma b'diavad. But at least given to lechatchila asur, kol shomu laakum asili kemanim bashul levatel agil lechatchila b'shvila. Unless you say other things, because people used to do this all the time, apparently. So he's looking for another heter, and so on. But mostly he's pretty convinced that you can't do it. So this is a very critical Rajba, and it's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. It's all based on a paskening like the Stein Gemara, and assuming that it's not just a din in Siruf of Tarovas Demai, which one certainly could have said, but that it's a broader universal halacha that Asir Mishalichi command the Ma'arav Biyadayim Dami. And again, once again, he's applying it to Goy. I think the fact that he applies it so unselfconsciously, without even addressing the question of shlichos, that he doesn't even think it's shlichos. He thinks it's like, you know, like a maisa kof almost. And that's a very remarkable halakha. Okay, that's one. The second point.
Isn't the fact that shvius is also in this brisa, doesn't that lead towards this? Meaning you can't say the idea of demai that it was just about the fact that there was serif beforehand by shvius. I mean, the Braisa of Aseli Mishalichi says you're not choshesh mishum demai and mishum shvius. By shvius, you can't say the answer of being the tsirif before the tyrovis.
Could be. I'll have to look at it. I'm not sure. One second. So how does it work for shvius then? I mean, it does work for in the case of tarovis for when you got it l'tshem tarovis. That's the chiluk. And how's the chiluk for shvius? How is the chiluk for shvius here, actually? One second. I think that, yeah, even though the Bryce is for both, in a choshe, lo mishum shvius, lo mishum meiser. Umishum shvius, umishum meiser. The command of Arubi Adayim. How does the command of Arubi Adayim help you in shvius? In general? I didn't notice that before, but. I'm not sure. I have to look into it. But I'm not sure
how. You just don't need the teretz there.
What?
Yeah, I thought they just don't need the teretz by shvius. By shvius, you're just assuming that it's actual teretz of shvius.
Yeah. So that would. So we could still say what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I'll look at it again. Okay. Let's talk about the second issue quickly. The Rajba here, you know, takes a very, very strong. About chashud, is that even though you're chashud l'davar echad, right? If b'ma'at torach, if there's ma'at torach, then that chashash will apply even to sheker and possibly even to gezel. It could be mechalik between those things, you know, as well. And others seem to think. But that is not the case. So the Ran, Al-Attar, totally rejects this Rajba. He says, Klal Yisrael has Cheskas Kashrus. And the Chashud Adover Echad Lav, the Chashud Adover Acher. I mean, there really are two issues. One is, if you're a Chashud, do we believe you about other people? That's one question. And the second question is, if you're a Chashud, are you also a chashud, you know, for other things? In other words, the scope or limitation of the scope of chashud is discussed here on two levels. So again, part of this discussion is, so again, b'choros, which I don't have time to do right now, but I just want to touch on it for a minute and make a quick ha'ara. Those are the two sugyas in b'choros. One is a lamed omed aleph, and the other is lamed hey omed aleph. Lamed aleph, you have this mishnah: chashul al shvius and chashul al meisras, chashul al meisras and chashul al shvius, chashul al zevel zeh, chashul al tahara. You have a whole discussion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, "Chachamamim chashul al meisras, chashul al shvius." Man chacham Rav Meir, we said that chashul the davar echad, avah chashul the kol Torah kula. But mostly, we seem to paskin. That you know, that a chashud davar echad is not a chashud l'kol haTorah kula, but we do have this principle in the Mishnah zeh klal a chashud al davar lo dono velo meido. So there's a debate in the already among the Tanaim and then the Amoraim. You know, how expansive is chashad? If you're a chashud, will we believe you to testify or to be a judge in this area of halacha, even when it doesn't affect you? Should you say ein adam chote velo lo, or will you say that a chashud la oso davar eino meid ve eino dan even lacher? That's one expansion. And the other expansion, I say, is the issue itself, and that is, if you are a chashur echad, are you a chashur the dvar macherim? That's a machlokes or meir in the chachamim. We paskin chashu the davar echad is not a chashu the davar acher, dvar macherin. But if you are where the Rajba and the Ran come in, is chashu the, are you chashu l'sheker Ulegezel, Baosodavar, if this of Tircha. So the Ran says, for sure not. Because that's what Chasha the Davar Echad, Eino Chasha the Davar Acher, means. And the Rajba says, two chidushim of the Rajba. Either Tircha, again, the Tircha just makes it, you know, it's Tircha and it's an area where you're a Chasha. Right, but again, he supplies you with the canvas. Is there a choshish lahachlif in this case or not? It sounds like the Rajba thinks that in an area that you are not makbid on in halacha, right, that also affects your veracity. Because you think, basically, this is like nonsense or this is no big deal. I'm not makbid for it. So you are more heter in Emes v'Sheker as well. Meaning, you don't look at Emes v'Sheker or Lahachlif in completely objective ways. You look at it also, right, according to the lens of the effect, you know, in the particular Iser. That's a very big Kiddush. And the Ran here in Chulin, you know, quotes this Rajba and thinks it's completely wrong. So there are several questions. Chasha davar echad, chasha davar acher. That's expanding chashud. Then there's the question of whether or not a chashud l'davar echad l'oso davar dano umeido or not. That's the opposite direction. Meaning, he's chashud in this matter. Do we think that he will lie about it regarding someone else's fate? We'll see in a moment. That's a debate among the Tanoim as well. If you look here in Bechoros on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, we're going to finish up in 2 more minutes, 3 more minutes, hopefully. We have this Mishnah, right? Kol Amumin Arin Lavo Bidei Adam, Roy Strol Nemanim, Roy Mkwan Amin Nemanim, Shem Gamli Lamer Neman Wala Shachar Veiro, the Ein Neman Al Shalatzmo. Rav Meir Omer HaKosher Al Davar, Lo Dono V'lo Mi'ido. Then the Gemara quotes the position of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, of also Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Lameimar, Neman Hu Al Shal Chaveiro, Ve'eino Neman Al Atzmo. So again, there's a view that Chasher Davar Echad is Chasher Davar Acher. And there's another view that even Ba'oso Davar, he's made and he's done. And indeed, that is a machlokes lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch and earlier in the Rambam and the Ravid. Where the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser and Shvius, start with Shvius, Perikhes, Halacha Yedzayin, Ram Paskin, Skala Chashal al Davra Alpha Pishenu Nemon, Al shalatzmo neman al shalacherin, chazaka ein adam chote lacherin. The fika kashkasher al davar dano umeido. And the Ravid argues, O Avram kvar kasavti lamala, referring to Perik Yud Beis Hilchos Meiser halacha yedzayin, she ein lismo chalze. If you look earlier in Hilchos Meiser, you have this argument. Chashed shehid al shalacherim neman, says the Rambam. Chazaka, ein adam chote velo lo. Bein tzarech lomar ama aretz. Lefikach amaretz shomar zed tevel vzed truma, zed vaday vzed mai, afilu bishalo, nema. I mean, even if it's his peros, as long as it doesn't affect him. Omer elu peros mitukonim bishalach erim neman, behu shalo yirakosa kenunya kemosher biyarna, the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, Omer ram ein dover zem achuvar, Anichas le'ir v'yomar mikan ma'aser v'yomar echad ish ploni ne'aman hikshul abbegamara v'yed echad nem b'yisurim v'yomar b'yochan kalu shekilu b'achsanoi ne'chai nefesh od ar meir sviru le'yachashu b'davar l'odana v'lo me'ina im kava alach v'kab shim b'gamliel linyan matu mum b'chor shu knas of a shari surim chashrena meir de stablin tana be bechoros karabi meir. So that's also the Rambam in the Ravid in Hilchos Eidos. Told you to look at in Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Ches. Ram says the fikach kosher al davar yesh lo ladun bo velahoy lacherim chazok enin amchote kedei shienu acherim ketsad. Neman amar tzlomar peres plani musarim. Neman anechsha limkor basar b'chor lomar basar zeh shemokar plani chulin. Hein kiyote bazem shari surim. She'emas ha'isurim ala rishayim is a key line. Ve'ein emas ha'mamon aleyen. And the Ravid, amar avram zeh ochein. Mishna shleima ibn mishna midmai. Okech peres mishin and neman. Right, ala ma'aser. Shachach la'asran, shol b'shabbos v'ochal piv, choshcha motzai shabbos, a special dinner in shabbos, v'yochal ad shi'aser. V'koshka piskachrina, nichas le'ir v'ena makir, adem nemar v'lechad eni yodea, ena neman, ishtoni neman, v'amrinam yirshami, achsanoi shayni, v'od mishta shlema b'b'choros, v'akosha b'davar l'amido, v'mime b'chor shayni d'knasa, shimokhi neman l'chabit. So just to sum up, there's a huge debate in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and then among the Rishonim, right, about the parameters of Chasha. And obviously what emerges here are two, you know, kind of extremes. On the one hand, we have the Rajba, who thinks that even Mishum Torach, we extend Chashud, let's say Lashatnas, to Chashud, Lahachlif, Ligzol, L'shaker, etc. The Rajma's two chidushim. Number one, Torah. And number two, if he is chashud on something that other amearets are not typically chashud for, then he's a moraid, and then we expand his chashad to other things as well. And the Rajma repeats this, not only he says it here, but he repeats it in Taras Abayas, in Sharbe, in Bayis, Dalad Sharbeis. The Ra'ah there disagrees. Fascinating. The Ra'ah says, listen, if he's chashud l'dvar macherim, great. But just because his chashad is unusual doesn't mean, you know, that he, that we should expand, you know, and the application of his chashad status just because it's unusual to other areas. And then again, you have the Rambam and the Ravid arguing about a little bit of a different area, even within the area itself, right? Can it be done to be made? If he's a chashud, the Rambam paskins that he can. And the Ravid paskins, no, lo dono v'lo mi'ida. In Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Shulchan Aruch about this, this Rajba is very consequential. Not mostly from Taras Habayis, but it's the same Rajba that he says here. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yud Ches, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, Luchos Machale Akum. So you have Yesh Omrim on this matter. Second, see if I can find it. Where did I put it? Kuf Yud Ches Ches, sorry.
You want someone to read it?
Yeah, if somebody can read it, that'd be great.
Halokeach basar?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Halokeach basar v'shalchu biyad echad me'ame ha'aretz ne'eman alav af alpi she'eno muchzak b'kashras ve'ein choshesh in shem yachlev hafilu avde Yisrael v'am hoseihem ne'emanim b'davar ze'eh v'yish misha omer she'em hu chashed lechol dvarim Shein derech harabim lahakel bahem af hu chashad ahachlev.
Okay, so that's a yeshomrim. That yeshomrim, of course, is Shita Sarajba. Then you have also later on, actually, the psak seems to be accepted by the Rajba, and that is Kufyud Tes Chaf. Right? Is it Chaf? Josh, have it? Hachash alechol dvarim shein rabim regilim.
Hachash alechol dvarim shein rabim regilim lahakel bahem. afu chashad lahachlev. V'yish omrim she'im afkidin eso davar ha'asr min ha'torah ala b'shnei chosamos.
So there's a lot of, again, I don't have time to do this, I'm sad to say, but there's a lot of discussion about this, you know, is there a stira in Shulchan Aruch or not? But you could see that these issues are making the psak. So the power that I want to leave you with is as follows. First of all, this is a fascinating question, obviously. And it's a question that goes to, it's a practical question, obviously, a little bit. You know, what is the ramifications of somebody being a chashud? You know, internally in that matter, as I say, he's going to play fast. And, I mean, he's an honest man, you know, so why should his honesty be affected by the fact that he's, you know, chashud? He wears shatnez, he eats non-kosher. You know, what does that mean necessarily? He's going to lie about it, or he's going to, you know, exchange the ingredients, you know, just because it's a little more tircha, right? Again, this is the point I want to make. We're not talking about a mumar here. Certainly not a mumar l'hak. It's not even necessarily a mumar l'teyavo. Right? We're talking about a chasher. It might be a l'teyavo. So this is an interesting, there's a practical question, but I think it's more of a legal question. Namely, again, how do you look at chasher? So what's fascinating to me is that in many respects, the question of expanding chashad, whether it's, you know, in terms of being done in mayid, or whether you want to extend to chashin and mahachlef ligzol betorach, or, oh, this guy's chashad isn't even in the, you know, typical range, right? It's really unusual, etc. This question is very parallel to our discussions of mumar. I hope everybody remembers them. You know, Mavlateva, Mavlahakis, etc. Meaning, how much Cheskas Kashros do you assign to people, right, who have demonstrated that they are deeply flawed? That's a double question. How deep is their flaw? And how much is it about their holistic, you know, religious persona? Like we were saying, you know, a skin-deep, convenient, you know, Jew, like a Mamala Tayavon, you know, it's Lashavak, you know, Hefter of Yachli Surah, but it's also true that he's a Mamala Tayavon. It's like a major halachic philosophical question, you know. We think mostly he's a good guy, or mostly, you know, he's a deeply flawed, you know, not admirer of Avodas Hashem at all. You know, we focus more on the Mumar, the Teyavo, the Loshavik Atera, or the Achal Isura, you know, those kind of questions. So you have a similar question here. And then there's a question, of course, you know, more particularly regarding Choshud and Mumar and their status. So it's interesting when you put the players, you know, up here, if you remember, when it came to Mumar, right, the harsh, you know, views were the views of the Ra'ah, the Rambam, you know, in particular, like they were extremely, extremely dismissive, you know, of the Mumar, even the Mumar L'Teyavo, Kol Shekein the Mumar L'Hachis. And the Rajba, right, was, Mumar L'Teyavo is a pretty good guy. Even Mumar L'Hachis, you know, of course, they're not going to say Shkita, so Vela, I mean, he's deeply flawed, but only in that area. So I find it very interesting that when it comes to the chashud questions, which are not the same as Mumar, I mean, the Rambam himself, remember, you know, in Perek Dalet Hilchos Shechita, you know, has the Mumar halacha where he doesn't even mention lahakas, he just uses the word Tiavo and just mentions Mumar, even though it only refers to Tiavo, as we discussed. Then the next halacha speaks about chashud. It contrasts Mumar and chashud, and we pointed out even bringing in chashud there is an interesting, you know, choice, etc. But there's a difference between a mumar and a chashud, how habitual it is, and so on. And therefore, I just find it very intriguing that the Rajba is the hardliner in chashud, in terms of namanus and so on, where it is the Ra'ah and the Rambam who are mekel, when the opposite is true, you know, in terms of more status questions, you know, of Mumar. Okay? So we'll leave it at that for now. Od Chazon HaMoed, hope to go into this problem more extensively, maybe just a few more minutes tomorrow. We'll go into it. And then I want to just talk about, map out a little bit what's on Dav Ches, to begin with that at least. And hopefully we'll continue with that when, you know, after, you know, after finals. Okay. So everybody be well, and we'll see you all.